Alan for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
It's not every day I get to chat to a musical legend of Australia, Marina Pryor, on the line. You may know her for singing songs like this.
There was no ransom to be paid. No song unsung, no wine untasted. You'll need me with you now and always. Promise me.
Marina Pryor joins me now. How's the show been going so far?
Oh, the tour's been wonderful. Yeah, it's, we've done South Australia, like Adelaide and then regional centres, and it's just, yeah, absolutely wonderful. The audiences have been superb.
That's really good to see. I think you've got a special place in people's hearts when it comes to, especially, I mean, theatre in this country.
Oh, there's something about both of us being around for long enough that people just start to get to know who you are, perhaps.
Now, you are performing with David Hobson, and the show is called The Two of Us. I have to say, every time I hear The Two of Us, I go straight back to the song, Just the Two of Us.
I know. We don't sing it, I can assure you.
That was my question. It's awesome to see as well that you guys are doing it on a Friday night here in Bunbury. We do appreciate it. Most of the time we get the midweek shows, but everyone can go out and really enjoy themselves, so we're pumped for that.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yeah, and I've played Bunbury a couple of times, and it's been absolutely wonderful. I've loved playing there, so I'm really excited about it. It's just lovely for us to actually get over to WA.
That is great, a good part of the gig. I've got to ask, David Hobson, how does he compare to Anthony Warlow when you guys are singing together?
Oh, a million times better. No, don't tell Anthony Warlow. No, look, you know, you can't compare them. One's a baritone, one's a tenor. Anthony and I have only ever worked on stage in theatre.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't done concert work, whereas Hobson and I have done a lot of concert work together. But, you know, they're both brilliant singers. But I have to say, you know, David Hobson, I should keep calling him Hobson.
Yeah.
he's my favourite Australian singer.
All right. Well, that's a fair answer. All right, here's another question for you then. Christine from Phantom, Maria from West Side Story, Gazette from Les Mis, you've played them all, but who is the best character to play out of those three?
Out of those three?
Yeah.
Well, today I'm saying Christine from Phantom, but, you know, tomorrow I could change my mind. I think probably my favourite thing that I've ever done was just recently, last year, I did Hello Dolly, and I loved it, especially because I got to play opposite my real-life husband. That's my favourite thing I've ever done. Today, as I said, I change my mind every day.
That's okay. Sticking with those three characters again, who do you think would win out of a fight between the three of them then?
Yeah, I reckon Maria from West Side Story, because she's Puerto Rican and sort of, you know, brought up on the streets in New York, and I reckon she's pretty tough.
Yeah, I had a feeling as well.
Yeah, I reckon Maria would probably get rid of Cosette, forget it.
Wouldn't have a shot.
Any fight. No, she wouldn't have a go. Christina would put up a good fight, but I reckon Maria would win.
All right, cool. We'll settle with that.
That's the weirdest question I've ever been asked. No, well done. Yeah.
We are looking forward to seeing you. What are you looking forward most to singing on the night?
The whole night is just amazing fun for us, because we do sing the big hits. I do Dream to Dream from Les Miserables. We sing Music of the Night from Phantom. We sing Tonight, actually, from West Side Story. So there's those three girls there. you know, the most fun, I think, is what the audience don't expect, and that is that it's really informal, up close and personal. There's a lot of laughter, and yes, it's not sort of, although we go full out with the singing, but in between we're very chatty and very relaxed, and we're great mates, and I think that casual relationship really comes across to the audience. I think they usually walk away pretty happy.
No, that's great. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be an awesome night, the 11th of May at Breck. Thank you so much for the chat today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
This is an issue that has Busselton divided. There is no doubts about that. This is the option, and it's a big one. Here's your option. Alfresco dining options on the street or preserving on-street parking. That's your options. There's a survey currently running at the moment at bustleton.wa.gov.au. We can go there and have your say. Obviously, if you're a Bustleton resident, we'd love your opinion on it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, this is an issue that is getting people very, very divided. The Bustleton Dunsborough Mail put it up on their Facebook page last night. Just going through the comments, it is full on.
Yeah, plenty of yeses, plenty of noes. Some passionate responses there too, Alan.
Yeah, people definitely exercising their right to use caps lock in a couple of them. One person wrote an interesting point. They said, no to alfresco dining. It's about time that people that actually live here get what they need and not what will impress the tourists.
Pretty decent point of view.
That's an interesting one. This one here as well. Oh, for goodness sakes, how many more eating and drinking outlets does Bustleton, all in capitals, need? The people of Bustleton, all in capitals, already have many places to wine and dine. Enough is enough.
Anti-outdoor fine dining.
And now just to kind of switch your gear, how's the negative people saying, no, unfortunately, you need to pull your heads out of the sand and actually realise the town thrives on tourism. Without it, what has the town actually got to offer? Not a lot. There needs to be more flexibility on allowing bars, cafes, and restaurants to open up on the beachfront. The Goose is a perfect spot. It's very, very interesting. I agree with opening alfrescos and bars on sand. Mm. Parking-wise, we've been to Bustleton a number of times. We normally stop by, Bean and Gone?
Love it. Never have a bad time there. Jeez, he's always listening to good music too, that bloke.
Yeah, and we normally stop there. Hard to find a park. It is.
True.
It's a bit hard to find a park. So if you're limiting those options even more so, it's going to be even more difficult, isn't it?
If you're a passionate local and you got a thought, we'd love to hear from you this morning, 13, 27, 10.
Yeah, but I tell you, exercising your opinion, definitely do it on the website because that's where it's really going to count when the council's making their decision on this. But yeah, it looks, people are getting fired up about it. It makes sense. Mm. I don't really see a lot of room for alfresco dining. If you're going to do it on the beach, that's fine, but I don't see in that street, on Queen Street.
It's a 50-50 one, isn't it? Arguments for and against?
Dine with Cliff at the Equinox in Bustleton. Introducing new head chef Tim Meikle.
David from Bustleton, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, mate. Equinox, I'm looking forward to you joining us if you get the question right. The question is, which US president began the first of their two terms in 1993? Did you like my clue? Did that help at all?
It didn't really help, but I knew it anyway.
Yeah, I can't really do the Bill Clinton. Oh, I've nearly said the answer. What is the answer?
Bill Clinton.
Jeez, I'm an amateur.
Well done, Alan.
I did not have sexual relations. I think that was all right. Mate, congratulations. You're going to be sitting with us and enjoying a great night at the Equinox in Boston. Mate, thanks for listening.
Great. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
No problem at all. Introducing new head chef Tim Meikle at the Equinox Bustleton. Looking forward to what he is going to be cooking up for us.
Well done, buddy. You just gave giving a clue a new meaning.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. If you're trying to go to Woolworths yesterday around 2 o'clock, you might have been met with a sign that said, sorry, we are closed. They were closed for about an hour, Woolworths, as an IT issue right across the entire country had hit. A lot of people outraged about it. That surprises me. It was like an hour. Like, just if you went shopping, just put your stuff down and come back like half an hour later, you'd all be sorted. But no, people were pretty upset about it. Some people were pretty cool, but some people took to social media and complained about it all. The reason why it all went down was because of an IT error right across the country. There's nothing they could do about it. I'm sure that they'll be investigating it today. They've actually estimated that it could have cost Woolworths about $1 million across the country for being closed down for just an hour. That's crazy money when you think about how much they'd be making every hour when you put it like that. We did actually cross to Woolworths yesterday when it was all going down to see how it was going. Here's some of the audio we managed to get. I mean, it seemed like it was just all going off. It was all just absolute mental. So, yeah, hopefully it's all smooth sailing today for Woolworths. I know they'll be hoping for that. And have you ever wanted to name a dinosaur? Of course you have. Well, one lucky person is going to get that opportunity. If you're wondering how they did it, they didn't discover it, if that's what you're thinking. You don't need any of that training or anything like that. All you need is $1,827,000. That's it. Just, if you have that in your wallet right now, you can just go and name a dinosaur, because that's what one guy is doing. Of course, I'm sure he will choose a very sensible and responsible name like Dinosaur McDinosaur Face or something stupid like that. But that is how he has got the rights to name the dinosaur. If I was naming a dinosaur, I'd have some fun with it for sure. I think I'd go with the classic, "Do you think he saw us?" I think that would be my go-to. But that's how you do it. Just check your wallet. If you happen to have a, you know, spare almost $2 million, then go name a dinosaur. It's just that simple.